Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 29, 1806. Buffalo. Buffalo have been scarce, but today the Corps reaches Buffalo country. Humps and ribs become the diet again, much to everybody's satisfaction. Clark writes about the large numbers of buffalo and other game.
A cloudy morning. The skins of the party, which had been dressing since yesterday, being now nearly completely dressed, I directed all loose baggage to be put on board the canoes, and at 10 a.m. set out and proceeded on. Passed the White River at 12 o'clock and halted below the entrance of Shannon's Creek, where we were joined by Labiche, Shannon, and Willard. They had killed 2 common deer, but no mule deer or antelopes. I, with several of the men, went out in pursuit of buffalo. I ascended to the high country, and from an eminence, I had a view of the plains for a great distance. From this eminence, I had a view of a greater number of buffalo than I have ever seen before at one time. I must have seen near 20,000 of those animals feeding on this plain. I have observed that in the country between the nations which are at war with each other, the greatest number of wild animals to be found. Captain William Clark, August 29, 1806.
The White River, named for its white, milky appearance, joins the Missouri River in Lyman County, South Dakota. Shannon's Creek is the present Ball or Bull Creek, and is the second creek named after Shannon. The first was on the Yellowstone River near Pompey's Tower, and is probably present-day Fly Creek. The camp was made late in the evening in Lyman County, a little below Round Island and the camp of September 13, 1804. Tomorrow, Teton Sioux.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.